The Buffalo Bills are headed to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars in their first playoff appearance since 1999. Commentator Matt Savuta joins us this morning for Beyond the Playbook. Before we get to the game, you're going to be there, Matt. What kind of atmosphere are you going to be walking into?
Yeah, it should be really interesting. Before we jump right into that, I want to give an update on a great story that came out of the Bills' playoff berth. Buffalo showed its gratitude to Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton, whose game-winning pass over the Ravens knocked Baltimore out of the playoffs and put the Bills in, by donating to Dalton and his wife's charity, which helps children in need. And by midweek, the donation total topped $250,000. Amazing. But on to Jacksonville. I expect the presence of Bills fans, myself included, to be nothing short of epic. As I mentioned on Tuesday, Buffalo to Jacksonville flights were sold out, and even surrounding airports like Orlando, a couple hours away, we're seeing heavy Buffalo bookings. And looking for a hotel 10 miles or less from the stadium, good luck finding availability, and I would know because I tried and failed, had to settle about 10 miles out. And according to a secondary ticket site, 20% of their sales to the game came from New York zip codes, not to mention that Florida has the most Bills backers chapters of any state in the country, including New York. So add up the transplants, the snowbirds, and those intrepid hometown travelers. We could see a pretty amazing atmosphere on Sunday.
Atmosphere aside, how are the Bills and the Jags going to match up on the field?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough matchup for the Bills. And just how tough depends in part on Bills resident superstar running back LeSean McCoy, who, if he plays, is expected to be limited after injuring his ankle last week against the Dolphins. Overall, you have what looks like a colossal mismatch in yardage rankings. Jaguars offense is sixth best in yards gained. The Bills defense is 26th. But it's the Jaguars defense where the mismatch is even worse, as they rank second best league wide and the Bills offense is fourth worst. But as I've said before, and I'll say it again now, the game is not played on paper. And you can't discount the energy and the Buffalo against the world mentality that the Bills are coming into the game with, particularly when you contrast that approach with the Jaguars, who are a young team coming off two disappointing flat losses to end the regular season.
As we all know by now, the Bills haven't been to the playoffs since 1999, but they haven't won a playoff game since 1995. How are they going to pull this off?
All right, I see three ways that this game could come together for the Bills. In games that they've thrived this year, they've played opportunistic defense that added up to plenty of turnovers. In fact, the Bills rank seventh best in the NFL in turnover differential, but Jaguars actually rank sixth in that same category. Considering, though, that five of the Bills' 16 turnovers came in one half with Nathan Peterman interceptions, I like the Bills in this matchup if they can force the Jaguars into mistakes. Turnovers are the tonic to other mismatches, and if the Bills can win that battle, it'll certainly make their day a whole lot more manageable. For a second key to a Bills win, we're going to stay on defense. This season, the Bills have put up real Jekyll and Hyde performances, and then there have been games in that they've controlled the line of scrimmage and others in which they looked like the worst in football, particularly in that stretch against the Jets, the Saints, and the Chargers when they were just manhandled. But there's also been games against teams like the Chiefs, Raiders, Falcons, when they did a much better job of forcing teams off the field without sustained time-sucking drives. Against the Jaguars, the Bills face the league's number one rushing team led by running back Leonard Fournette. And considering the Jags' passing game led by Blake Bortles is ranked slightly less than average, I think everyone expects the Jaguars to test the Bills heavily in their run attack. Getting off to a good defensive start is going to be really significant for the Bills' D. And finally, with the McCoy injury, it's going to be all hands on deck for the Bills offense. If ever there was a game for players to simultaneously have their best performances, this will be it. At a bare minimum, Tyrod Taylor needs to have a reliably conservative game. If he can have one of his best, yeah, that couldn't hurt either. But beyond Taylor, I'm going to be looking at guys like Charles Clay, the tight end, and receiver Kelvin Benjamin to help keep the chains moving with sustained drives. More than anything, though, play clean football. As I mentioned before, the Jaguars thrive off of turnovers, so limiting that element for them will be essential. The Bills are underdogs to be certain, but what else is new? It seems hard to believe the Bills have ended the playoff drought, so maybe, just maybe, they have a little more magic left in the tank.